Transitory is a word that people have had different understandings of. For some, it carries a sense of short-lived, and that's you know, there's a real time component measured in months, or let's say. Really, for us, what transitory has meant is that if something is transitory, it will not leave behind it permanently or very persistently higher inflation. So that's why we, you know, we took a step back from transitory. We said expected to be transitory, first of all, to show uncertainty around that. We've always said that, by the way, in other contexts. We just hadn't done it in the statement. But also to acknowledge, really, that it means different things to different people.
That was the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell trying to explain the word transitory in his press conference earlier on Wednesday. Now, you may have heard that T word a number of times, but if anything, it's actually become a bit of a dirty word. And transitory has been going on for quite a while. And people who are feeling the pinch in their pocket are getting a little bit fed up with all of this, no pun intended. So let's walk you through the exact definition of transitory. This is coming from the Webster Dictionary, and it's of brief duration or temporary, or alternatively, tending to pass away or not persistent. Now, there are a lot of things that could meet these definitions, right? Think about a pitcher on a hot streak, or maybe a Snapchat that you got, or maybe a relationship that didn't work out. But all these things can be transitory for different durations, right? I mean, a pitcher could get hot for a few games, maybe lasting a few weeks, hopefully in October. Snapchat's going to go away after about 10 seconds. And then a relationship could be, I don't know, 6 months, 3 years, 3 or 4 years. All these things could still be transitory. Now, this is the question facing economic policymakers right now, right? So look, inflation is certainly hot right now, and the consumer price index is a major measure of inflation. And year-over-year increases are at highs that we haven't seen in over a decade. And not only that, but we've seen these hot prints every month since the spring, and other measures confirm the same trend. So this is different. This is the personal consumption expenditures index, another measure. The same thing, hot prints that we've seen since the spring. Now, those at the Federal Reserve who steer monetary policy at the United States had the target of 2% on PCE. It'd be somewhere around here. We're obviously way above that, but their explanation has been, hey, these jumps that we've seen, this is just due to this weird stuff in pricing. And it's transitory, and it should fade in time. And their explanation has to do with supply side stuff. So you may have personally felt the impact if you tried to back order a couch or a PS5 or a couch or a fridge, whatever. There are bottlenecks happening at the ports affecting everything, right? Ships can't offload at the major ports. That's increased shipping costs. That raises prices. There's also just pricier raw materials. So you remember the spike in lumber prices that we had earlier in the summer. Same thing like resin. Other types of materials that are used to make a lot of things have been getting expensive, and manufacturers have been passing on the cost to the end user. What does that mean? Boom, higher prices. But lastly, there's the weird labor market. And I want to point this out because it's not directly connected to price increases. We saw jobs data for October, though, show that there are still 4.2 million people out of the labor force compared to pre-pandemic levels. So that means fewer truck drivers to haul things out of the ports or pulling raw materials out of the ground, right? So this factor here is really important because it feeds into these other supply issues that have pushed prices up. But here's the thing. It's still a little bit too early to call all this permanent, right? Will ships be stuck in the port of LA forever? Will the price of lumber fade? We saw that it did earlier in the summer. And a virus that hopefully gets under control should alleviate fears about getting back to work. Now, here's the thing. People have a right to be concerned, especially those who lived through the inflation of the 1970s. I mean, it has a serious erosion on your purchasing power when prices are running away. But inflation at that time was running at the clip of about almost 10, 12% on a year-over-year basis. What we're seeing right now is somewhere closer to 4 to 5%. Again, it's a spike that we're seeing right now, but again, it hasn't accelerated to the 1970s level. It's a little bit more comparable to the late 2000s. But it does raise the question, what if it doesn't, right? If inflation hangs through the beginning of next year, as I wrap up these slides, Fed officials say that will still be transitory. But if it goes longer than that, that means we will have gone through high inflationary pressures above target for 12 months, maybe 18 months. If that happens, that's really going to test the transitory definition, test the definition of that T word. But that wraps up this week's Yahoo U.